Let us examine the nature of the tolerance of a tree. A tree will stand in the scorching sun to give shade to you and me. A tree will bear the freezing cold of the winter and give wood to create heat for you and me. A tree will even silently give up its life to give its body to build a house for you and me. That is tolerance. What is a great personality? One who is more tolerant than a tree. Now, this may seem impossible, but it is actually our nature. This is our inner nature. Where there is love, spiritual love, there is unlimited tolerance. There is unlimited humility. So two things are very important. To strive by proper means to actually purify our consciousness of lust and envy and anger and pride and greed. And at the same time, tolerate those provocations by strong intelligence, by strong commitments and conviction. If I am convinced that something's wrong, I will not give in to it. At the same time as conviction, the purification of the heart, the awakening of our original natural love. And that comes through spiritual purification. And in this age of Kali, the most simple and sublime process of spiritual purification is the chanting of God's names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Haridas Thakur was able to tolerate a most difficult, provoking situation because his heart was pure. So yes, you are all so fortunate. You have such a wonderful opportunity in life to do something wonderful for yourselves and wonderful for the world. By striving for spiritual perfection, by purifying your heart through proper association and the power of God's name. And while performing this wonderful, wonderful purifying process, you will have the strength, the integrity to tolerate provoking situations as they will come, and maintain your principles.